I'm Ashley Weiler.
I'm Rachel Fogletto.
And this is Hot Mistakes.
This is a hot mistake.
I made a mistake.
Hey, everybody. We're back.
Hello.
We were just... apparently, we're both in sync with our hair wash days, so...
Trying not to wash it.
Yeah, same. What day are you on?
It's a good question.
You don't mind
I'm trying to remember. I washed it Sunday.
Okay.
And then I let it air dry. And then what's today? Tuesday. I might wash it tomorrow just to blow dry it. And then if I blow dry it, I feel like I don't have to wash it as soon. I don't know why, but that's how my hair is.
Mm. I just bought a diffuser. I have not applied heat to my hair in like a million years, but
it's been so hot. I haven't really blow dried it all summer. It's just too hot. It's been miserably hot.
It's almost everywhere. Not summer. Tomorrow, isn't it?
I know. It's still going to be 85 degrees tomorrow. So
yeah,
weather wise, it's summer. I don't know when the first day of fall is.
I think it's either tomorrow. Because tomorrow's the 21st.
Yes.
So I think that it's either that or the next day. I hate it.
It is.
Oh my God.
Thursday.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
At 9:03 p.m.
A.m.? Oh, p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Get your last summer day in.
Supposed to be my wash day, but I think wash day might have to be tomorrow. It's very nasty.
Well, it's a gradual thing. It's not going to like be good for a while. That's what I've been told in terms of like what it's going to look like.
And I have to do this like because it's curly, like the curl refresh and all that shit, which I feel like doesn't everybody have to do? Because what I've learned in my journey is that everybody has a curl pattern, even if it's like a slight wave. So, okay, I don't know.
I don't.
But. It's like I think you do. I mean, it's like a way. It would be like a two something. I don't know because I have like a wave pattern and a curl. My curls are on top and the waves are on.
I literally have the straightest hair, like ever. My hair doesn't even hold. It barely holds a curl. It's very sad.
If you were to wash it though and just let it, doesn't it? It has like a wave though. I've seen you have like a wave in your hair. I thought
if I put it up, it does. But if I leave it, like, if it's up in a bun all day, it'll have a wave for, like, a second where you can see where the band was.
Mm-hmm.
But if I leave it down to air dry, it just dries, like, straight.
Oh, so you have, like, actual straight hair.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, super rare. You know what I learned? It's kind of a bummer. I learned that all this time I thought I had thick hair, but that didn't mean what I thought it meant. My hair is actually fine because the strands are like thin.
Do you just have a lot of hair?
I have a lot of hair. I think
that's how mine is.
Medium something. There's a word for that too, and now I can't remember what it is. But I'm like either have medium or large, grande. I don't remember. It has to do with like how thick your ponytail.
Right. No, my hair like literally, if it's humid out, it doesn't do anything. My hair is not any different. It's like, it doesn't frizz. It just gets flat and sad.
Well, I guess the grass is always greener. I don't know.
No, it's so true. Because everybody I know with curly hair wants straighter hair. Everybody with straight hair wants curly hair. What are you going to do?
Well, like it's just the maintenance and the frizz. Because like I've gotten the refresh down, but like I can't. The frizz that happens near my roots are, I just like can't figure it out. The girls on YouTube can, they're just like, look, and then I refresh and no frizz. And I'm like, how did you do that? Like,
right.
Well, whatever. I'm just going to do a comedy show in like an hour and like, who gives a shit? Right. Probably in the,
I mean, not for nothing. Comedy isn't known for, there's not this pressure for men in comedy. Let's just say that to look great and put together.
Yeah. I mean, there probably isn't pressure for me either, to be perfectly honest, as a woman. Because I think it's like at a bar. I'm only not promoting it because this isn't going to come out in time.
Yeah, no,
because it's like I have to. I'm going like after I do this, and I don't know. Hopefully, refresh my curls. But
no, that'll be fun.
That's what I've been up to. I'm on it. I'm on a new version of my hair journey.
Hey, it's something to focus on. That's always nice.
It's like having a pet.
Kind of, yeah. I would agree.
I'm like,
skincare journey, hair journey.
I know. And it's just like another expense, but, you know, whatever. I'm not spending money and worrying about it. Like, who am I as a person?
Seriously. Same boat. Very broke.
Yeah. Well, GoPuff is having like really sweet deals lately. They're not sponsoring this. I just felt the need to tell like you and five other people yesterday, because they're having for the past two or 3 weeks, they've had like 70% off random shit.
I wonder what that's about.
I just got this whole eyeshadow palette and then they gave me an extra one, I think by accident, or maybe somebody went rogue and they're just like, here, have.
Maybe. I've only ever used GoPuff when I was sick. Like, I used it when I had COVID, because obviously you couldn't go to the store. And I used it, I think, when I was sick with something else. Like, I remember ordering, like, Gatorade.
They're good for, like, last minute things that, like, you don't feel like leaving or, like, shouldn't leave the house for. But normally, it's a little overpriced. But with these sales that they're having, it's like they're either normal to, like, normal price to very cheap. So, like, and they have, like, office supplies.
They have Mylar balloons for $1.17. Normally, $5.39.
Yeah, they have all kinds of snacks. I got all kinds of snacks. You can get, like, pizza from there. It's okay.
You tried it?
Yeah, I've had it before, you know. They have condoms. They have vibrators. Like, they have everything. Yeah. Just saying. If anybody needs a referral code, if you need one, I got one. But so I just went to Detroit for the Motor City Comedy Festival. That was pretty fun.
It looked fun.
Yeah, I've never been there before. I was only there like 2 days. It's not really enough to like do a lot, but I did go to the art museum. That was pretty cool. It made me like really, okay. So you know what I think I really like? I love old furniture. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Like seeing old furniture, like that people carved out and put all these like designs on. And like, I don't know, like I was looking at this chair and it was like from, I don't know, 1600 and something, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's still sitting there. Of course, like you're not allowed to sit on it, but like you probably could sit on it. Like it's sturdy. It's not like an IKEA chair. No offense.
Right.
IKEA,
yeah.
But, like,
it would probably still hold up. If anything, if it was upholstered, it might like fray or something.
Yeah, that would be.
But the integrity of the chair would probably be okay.
I'm like, what if, do people do it? Like, do people make chairs like that? I wanted to be like, they don't make them like that anymore. But
I think if you were to go out to like Lancaster, and because I know of, I've heard of people who will purchase furniture and like get housework done by like Mennonite and Amish people, because mm-hmm. they still make things the way that things have been made for like however long. So like if you get a rocking chair or whatever, you can like commission one out and like that, those kind of communities, which kind of makes sense because that's how they make a lot of money. Like that's their business a lot of the time.
That would be cool, honestly. Like it kind of made me just have this appreciation. Because like throughout pandemic, you know, I like bought all this
we all did. Yeah. Like, Amazon shit.
Falling apart, like furniture, like just tacky. And I'm like, man, like if I just like bought like a nice chair.
Invested in a nice chair. Yeah. I think that that's still around. It's just expensive, obviously.
Right.
But it's like an investment piece and you would have it forever.
Well, just to have like a piece of furniture that wouldn't fall apart and like look nice. Right. You know, like is that just me getting old and I'm like, oh, what a nice solid chair.
I guess we're both old because I'm in the same wheelhouse. Like, wow, that'd be a nice chair. quality chair.
And like, yeah, they carved like gargoyles in it and shit. Like, just like it was
so used to make stuff. Now everything's just like made in a factory with like by machines, you know.
It's not even put together. You have to put it together yourself. They're like, here.
Here's back in my day, the chairs were made in the factories. You had to put them together yourself.
We are old.
I mean, it's like,
it's fine.
Put it together with, you know, like, how many Allen wrenches do I really need?
Right.
Like, do you need them for anything else aside from the furniture that they come with? Like,
nope.
And what?
No, I've never used one outside of an IKEA product.
Or like whatever, like now they're like, anytime you buy a thing, you have to put together. It's like this stupid wrench, and I save them all. Why do I save them?
We all do. Yeah, we all do.
I'm like, what if I need this?
Because that one time you order something, it won't happen. That's why.
Or if you have to, you have to freaking unbuild it. Like if you ever had to move something, you put together and then you have to unbuild it and then try to.
It never goes back together the way it did the first time.
No, and it
just never does.
I break everything when I put it together, Ashley. You know what I do? Like, I always mess something up. I, like, screw it too tight, and then I, like, crack the fake wood or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is fine. And I'm like, you know what? I've come too far. I'm not taking it back. You know what I mean? I'm like, I've almost built the entire thing. That's just the way it is now. Like, this is just my table now.
Here we are.
Anyway, that... Yeah. So I have like a shitty, like the shitty table in the kitchen is like that. It's like that stool that's been broken. It's just been broken. I don't do anything with it. It just sits there. It's broken. Anyway. Okay. I'm done. I got really inspired by chairs. I tried to make it a TikTok because I thought it was funny. There's so many pictures. Like you think about how many different variations of the Virgin Mary and baby Jesus, right? Like everybody. Like we did.
Everybody's gonna have one.
Well, like every artist, like I just think like every artist was like, I know I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it my way. I'm gonna do my variation of it. And I'm like, is this like the first TikTok challenge? Like everybody has to like do it over and over. Like it was just Mary and Jesus.
And anyway, everybody's gotta be unique.
Only funny to me, I guess.
Speaking of TikTok challenges, I saw something today that was like NBC 10. So like the local news put out this like Instagram someone sent to me where they are telling people to not eat Lysol chicken or NyQuil chicken. People are soaking their chicken in NyQuil to get high, I guess. And well, they're like,
because of TikTok. Or after you cook, I guess it would have to be before.
Like marinate it in it. Or like after. Use it as a.
Wouldn't it cook off? Well, I don't want to try it. I'm just curious about the recipe. Please, no one tried it. Don't make NyQuil chicken. We're not.
All it says is NyQuil chicken is the latest TikTok food trend. Chicken cooked in the congestion medicine. So I would think that like when you put it into the pan, you put your chicken over, you know, like you cook it in it. That's disgusting.
I feel like somebody did that as a bit. Like there's no way.
Tide Pods.
Just take NyQuil. Why would you ruin chicken?
I'm still off chicken, but
doesn't NyQuil taste like? Doesn't it taste like grape or something? Or am I thinking of Dimetapp?
It could probably taste like grape. I think it comes in different flavors.
Why would
you? It says it's like people are doing it on TikTok. The FDA said don't.
Right. Well. Sure.
It just sounds like I hate it here.
It sounds like a bit. I feel like somebody
does
a bit and then it became because I don't.
But think about how dumb people are. It probably was a bit, but then some idiot saw it and was like, oh, I'm going to try it. Like everything else, right? Like everything else that goes viral, I feel like. The cinnamon challenge.
Has anybody died?
Doesn't say, unclear. But you could. Someone will.
I mean, I guess. Okay, so think of it this way. It's probably better than if people are overdosing on NyQuil, right? Because the chicken absorbs it up and then you cook it off and you're probably not even getting that high. It probably just.
They said that it actually makes it more potent when you heat it up. That's what they're saying. That's what the doctors are saying. This is on CNN.
It wouldn't cook off like if you were cooking it with, like it would get absorbed in the. How does it work with the chicken?
This says boiling a medication can make it much more concentrated and change its properties. Even if you don't eat the chicken, inhaling the medication's vapors while cooking could cause high levels of the drugs to enter your body. It could also burn your lungs. The agency also pointed to a TikTok challenge daring people to hallucinate by taking large doses of over-the-counter antihistamines called the Benadryl challenge. The FDA cited reports of teens ended up in hospital rooms or dying after participating. I've accidentally gotten high and hallucinated on Benadryl, but it wasn't to be fun. I was legit having an allergic reaction to something, and I took two instead of one, and I was like robo tripping.
Also, you can't just like overdose.
I didn't die though.
Challenge, you know, that's like, oh, I'm doing.
It's making light of it. Well, exactly.
That was an insensitive thing to say, but
no, not you. But like a challenge indicates that it's fun.
Or
I mean, maybe it is fun. I don't know.
Well, it's probably. I guess it's fun. But you're just taking, that's just like the alcohol challenge. It's like, you're just taking too much of it. Was a challenge like you don't die? Like, I guess. You can't stop it.
No, and I feel like putting these articles out on so many different like news agencies is just going to make people do it more.
There's this thing I found
like anything
today.
Else.
It like, I went into a whole wormhole. It's not as bad. I don't know. I guess it depends. But this girl on TikTok, she's doing a thing like it's a rap, but it's like fucking ridiculous. And she's like, she's saying something like period. It's like real weird. And people are like duetting her. And like this one lady from Philly fucking like made a hilarious duet. Anyway, so you could like probably search it somehow. I don't know. I just stumbled upon it because.
Why not? Yeah.
And she's been all over. So I'm like, okay, this girl has to like, maybe it's a bit. Cause I'm always like, I'm a truth seeker. I'm like, this has to be a bit. She can't really be serious. So I go to her TikTok and then I go look at her. I went to the TikTok right after that video to see if like, maybe she, you know, would respond to comments or something, but she was like opening like Amazon stuff. Cause like, I get, she's like a big creator apparently. So people send her shit like that. That's a lot of people, you know, who are more popular do that. But then I'm like watching her other TikToks and I'm like, and listening to her and I'm like, oh my God, it sounds like she's like special needs, you know? And I don't know if that's why you're supposed to say it, but you know what I mean? And I'm just like, oh, okay. So like, she's, you know, got something going on, right? So okay, fine. And then I went back to my feed and somebody specifically pulled it and then they said she's like, they compared the way she talks now to like older videos and she basically just started pretending to be a person with an impediment. And the person was like, this is offensive because like I actually have a speech impediment and this is like, she's doing it to like get sympathy and like, and I'm like, this is insane. Anyway, that's as far as I went into it. I spent 5 to 10 minutes. Now I could be wrong. Somebody else knows, but it just, to me, what people do online for views, and you know what, who knows, maybe I should fucking invent.
They're calling it sleepy chicken. It's sleepy chicken. And there's hashtags of people making it and shit and eating it. It's disgusting. Sleepy chicken challenge. I hate it here.
Sleepy chicken. Anyway, sleepy chicken sounds like a cocktail or something, like a hot.
Well,
hottie.
It does. And it's also a lot of pictures of actual like farm chickens that people have that are tagged, but like interspersed between those, it's like this bright ass green NyQuil colored chicken.
Oh, it's don't green. Make
like a bluish green, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, anyway.
I just feel like that wouldn't even be good. Like if I was gonna almost kill myself to do like a poisonous TikTok challenge, I feel like I would want it to be tasty.
Yeah, like the Tide Pod thing. Why are people eating that? They can't taste good.
I thought you were about to say, because that would taste good. Yeah, like Tide Pod.
Maybe it does. Maybe we'll never know.
Yeah, I will never know. I can say I for sure will never know.
Okay.
Today, I learned that the Queen's funeral is today.
Oh, yeah, and it costs like the taxpayers like an insane amount of money. Like England's not going to financially recover from this for quite some time.
So I thought that It feels like she died like a month ago. Is that just me or?
It was like 2 weeks. It was like a week and a half ago, I think.
Does it feel like that's a long time?
Well, I think because they do so many different things from protocol. And I do remember reading like 10 days after she passes is when that she's finally like.
Okay.
Because they have to like, she has to lay in state for X amount of time so people can like wait in line and look at her.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
I feel like it's just a long time. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know anything about.
People were camped out for like 4 days to see her dead.
So,
including David Beckham.
Is that weird. Victoria Spice? Beckham,
yeah.
I can't think. Yeah. Spice Girl. Mel.
Posh Spice.
Mel C. Mel B.
Victoria.
Victoria. Right. I'm just naming Spice Girls.
Posh.
Posh. Yeah, she was my favorite. I forgot her name was actually. I was like, no, Victoria's her fake name.
That's a real name. I mean, that's
I know.
Her name.
I just forgot.
But yeah, the queen's dead. Let's move on.
Well, apparently they like shut down like everything.
Everything.
Like mm-hmm. food banks and shit.
Yep.
It's like.
Because it's a. It's called, so years ago I looked this up, it's called When the Queen Dies. It was called Operation London Bridge, I believe. And there's like all these different things that have to go into place before the public can even know, right? So like the day that they kept saying that she was under medical observation, I was like, oh no, she did. Like they just can't tell you yet. Like all the signs were there. So like the BBC, all the broadcasters were wearing black. They had canceled all programming for the rest of the day. They changed the logo on their website to like, it was black and white because it's usually red. Everything changed to black before they announced that she died. And I was like, oh no, that bitch is dead. She banged it. She banged
the shit out of me if we did something like that. Like that would just.
If Trump gets reelected, we will when he dies. But usually no, that's not an American thing.
Yeah, like I would.
But it was real weird.
Was I talking to you? I think I was talking to you about like when like there's a, what is it? Some kind of bomb, like everything turns off or something.
Oh yeah. Nuclear bombs. I was talking about this. I talk about this all the time. If a nuclear bomb got launched, you would know because I think there's like a couple of minutes before it would like pop or whatever. Everything dies. All electricity stops. Cars stop running. It's something with like the frequencies. Or the energies or something shuts everything down. So that's how you would know shit's probably about to pop off.
So
like you would know that.
I know, go ahead.
That's it.
Ever since you told me that, I've been haunted by that. Like I'm just like waiting for everything. I'm waiting for like cars to stop. So I think like if they did that, like with it, I'd be like, oh my God, this is it. Like we're
it's really just like Pico, something happened like locally.
Oh God.
Yeah. No, I don't know why I know. I don't know. I fall down rabbit holes sometimes with like nuclear disasters and stuff.
Well, it's good to know.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to be able to do anything about it, but.
Oh yeah, I guess. It's good to know you're about to die helplessly.
Yeah. You'll just burn alive and, you know, it'll be over quick.
Oh, fun. Maybe that's the time for Sleepy Chicken when.
Yeah.
Because what did you say? When everything turns off, you have like, what, 5 minutes or so?
I don't know the time, but like you have a little bit of time. I mean, you would have enough time to realize what was happening.
So you get
like,
that.
You wouldn't really be able to save yourself unless you like have a bomb shelter. This is probably so inaccurate. There's got to be at least one nerd listening to this. Like, that's not right. That's not how it is. But. That's how I interpret
it. Well, tell us.
Based on movies and books and stuff.
I feel like that would be the time for the NyQuil chicken. I mean, why not? Or the worst time, because then you're like, why did I fucking spend my last 2 minutes
doing this shit?
Burning my lungs from the inside out.
When I could have just been burning them organically without wasting the chicken.
When I could have just like waited for it to happen, like in this moment, like everybody else. Had this one community moment.
That would be a communal moment for sure. Bigger than the queen's death, but.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know. I mean, we're allowed to say that because like, you know, we're over here.
I'm Irish. I don't give a shit about the queen.
Yeah. I mean, Yeah, I know there's some bad blood there. I don't have any. I just think it's I don't know. I just think it's a little over the top.
It's very, I think it's very dated, obviously. Most people think that way. The only thing I can say is like Charles is a buffoon already. He's already like dropped. He got ink all over his hands. He's just not good at being the king. And they said that to like change, everything has to change, like down to the money. And it's going to take years to like change the face of the money. But it makes you wonder, like, Charles ain't young. He might be dead before they even get that. Then they'll just have to do it again.
You know, this is embarrassing. Sorry. My wire is like all tangled up in my shitty furniture. Oh my God. This is like ridiculous. Sorry. I won't get into what's happening over here. I don't really totally understand how the monarchy is applied to modern times.
It's more of, I don't think they really don't have any say in anything. It's more that they're just like,
it's just like a,
it's like the world representative. I don't know. It's weird because there's also like a prime minister. I think it's just always been there. So it's still there. I really think that's all it is.
About that, I thought it was like maybe just like a weird, like it was just like a almost like a religious tradition, but then like to have everything like stop, I'm like, wait, does this like really mean something? Or
I think it symbolically, yes, but I don't think politically it really means much.
Okay, because again, this is how ignorant I was. I was like, I thought
I don't really, I'm not like a, there's people that would know. I don't follow the royal family, really. All I know is that somehow Meghan Markle will be blamed for the Queen's death.
Even though, people don't like her. Isn't she, like, in another country?
Well, she's American. She's the American actress.
Didn't they move back? Mary.
They moved back here because they couldn't take it. Like, they didn't want to have to deal with this shit. I don't think she should have to mourn any of this. Like, they treated her like shit. The country treated her like shit. The media treated her like shit.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So, you know, I think they're better off here. I don't think it's like they were making a big deal out of the brothers walking together. I'm like, well, they're at a funeral. What are they supposed to do? Brawl? They're not from Jersey. They're not going to like beat each other up at a funeral. I mean, that would be absurd. Of course they were like reverent about it. Why wouldn't they be? They're figureheads. They can't like publicly. Oh, but the one thing that I do know about the royal family is Prince Andrew was BFFs with Jeffrey Epstein. Do you know any of this?
I did not know that.
Okay. So when all of that news broke with Jeffrey Epstein and all those pictures were released and everything, Andrew's like in all of them. He has been accused by multiple women of sex trafficking, underage sex, sexual assault, all this shit, right? So the queen has spent all of her time and energy protecting him because he was like rumored to be the favorite. So she paid off all the accusers, kept him on the property, even though like he could have gone to jail, I guess, or something. But like she protected him under the guise of the monarchy. However, she's dead. Charles, the new king, hates Andrew. I think that Andrew is going to be kicked out of the palace grounds soon. It's not going to be like immediate because they got to let all of the like mourning continue and whatnot. But I think like within the next couple months, we'll start to see like Andrew getting kicked out. And that's going to be really fun.
Will he go to jail?
Or I don't know. I don't know if that would be considered like, I don't really know. But I do know that the royals don't like him. And now that mom's dead, I think he's gonna like, he's probably like shitting himself, which is great. Yeah, there's a lot of scandal. I mean, there's a lot of deep scandal in the monarchy, but that's like the most like,
I mean, when you're basically a dictator, I mean, I mean, they're kind of, it's like the same thing. Like you're a ruler of the land that kind of,
but now
like,
the man in charge of you hates you. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's all I know about the royals is like the scandals and stuff. I don't really care about them beyond that.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably more. I'm sure there's more. God.
Oh my God, there's plenty to choose from.
But like, so I just want to. So after today, the funeral's over though, right? So like, they don't.
I think there might have been like a family thing or like working royals were supposed to attend something, but it's done. Like, they're not talking about it anymore today.
Oh, okay.
I think she's been like laid to rest.
Good for her. I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, Daily Mail headlines have moved on to Hollywood scandals. So we're done with the Queen. She's no longer on the front page of the Daily Mail webpage. We've moved on as a world.
Yeah. I don't know any scandals. All the only drama in my life has been with American Airlines, but
that's fair.
Like, not exciting. I was trying to like, cause I have to like go on. I'm doing a bunch of traveling like in another week. I'm going like from Indiana to Vegas to Minneapolis. Mm. And the only way I can get to Indianapolis to Vegas is like, I could fly American, but like there was like a cheap flight, something called Allegiant, but it's like, I think it's like Frontier, but then I gotta like sign up for like a new thing. And if it's like Frontier, like I'm afraid I'm gonna get trapped because like what Frontier did was it's like, here, sign up for a card and then spend like $1,000 and we'll give you 40,000 points. I'm like, that's dope. Mm-hmm. But then like it was almost impossible. It took me like 3 years to use these points.
Right. They make it very difficult.
And Allegiant, I've never seen before. I think it's more West, so I don't really know how often I would even do it. But the flight supposedly, like, I don't know. Everybody says it's kind of like the same thing, though. Like, you do it, and it's, like, bare bones. It's just, like, just let me have a carry-on. Like it just, like the whole, like, oh, it's only this much money, and then I get there, and it's, like, you have to pay for every little thing. It just kind of
is, like, bullshit.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid it's going to be. So I'm like, do I just pay the absurd amount of money for a regular plane ticket, which right now is like entirely too expensive? Or do I pretend like I'm getting a deal and then just like hate everything?
Mm.
Okay. Anyway.
I don't know.
I don't know if you heard anything about it. I'm angry at American Airlines. I have to like complain. It's not like, I guess it's not that big of a deal in retrospect, but it just annoyed me because, you know, when you call customer service and they pretend that what's happening to you isn't happening to you. And then it's just insulting. And then I just get angry that I'm being insulted. Like, this is not going to sound like a big deal, but you know how like on your app, like you know how you can check in and get your boarding pass on your phone? Well, like,
yeah.
And sometimes if all that's left are the paid seats, they'll be like, oh, just we'll pick one for you when you get there.
Okay.
And then they still give you a boarding pass and then you get there and they pick your seat. Fine. I've done that multiple times where I still can get my boarding pass. Well, this time I like kept hitting check in and it's like, you're checked in, but it wouldn't check me in. It would just like refresh back to the screen. So like I called American Airlines and I'm like, hey, like I've been trying to check in all day for my flight home. And they're just like, oh, let's look into it. And they're like, oh, we'll move you to tech support. And then I went there and they're like, oh, well, like everything looks okay on our end. There's no errors. And I'm like, I understand that might be the case, but what I'm telling you is that
I can't check in and stop working.
And they can see, they're like, yeah, we see that you're not checked in. And then like, after a few back and forths, I'm like, hey, look, I understand if you can't see it, whatever, but can someone just check me in and send me my boarding pass? Cause that's really all I want. And they're like, no, we can't do that for you. And I'm like, but like, I should be able to do that. Well, they're like, you can come 2 hours early and print it out at the kiosk or, and I'm like, I don't want to do that. I have TSA pre-check. I don't want to come like stupid early. Like, so I print it out. I want my boarding pass. I want to know what the gate is. I want to know everything. And then I get paranoid if that won't update. Obviously something's wrong with the app. I tried it on a browser, that didn't work. So it wasn't like it was just the app. I did all this stuff because I'm not, you know, new at this.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, well, it's fine. Like, there's no other errors. And I'm like, well, how do you know? Because you don't see the error. And then she's like, oh no, we're working on it. And the other passengers said the same thing. What the fuck?
Like, so it's like, probably the app, which, okay, address it then. Like, don't.
But it wasn't. It was something in the system that she finally admitted, like out of nowhere, she's like, other passengers complained. We are working on it. I'm like, oh, you said that you didn't see a problem at first. So now I'm just like, what the fuck is happening? Like, first you said that you didn't see a problem. Now I'm like, there's a problem with your site. And they're like, well, there is a problem. We're working on it. I'm like, okay, so now there's a problem. There wasn't a problem before, but now there's all of a sudden a problem and you're working on it. Well, how long do you think it's going to be? And in this event, like, so if there is a problem, what if there's more problems? Like, isn't this a legitimate concern? I think. Okay. So now, then she admits it's because you didn't pick a C and there's only a paid C. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not paying for it. And she's like, well, then you can just like print it out tomorrow. I'm like, that's not a solution. I shouldn't have to pick a C and then like get refunded later. Like so of course, like then I go, it turns into this whole thing where she's like, well, I'm giving you a solution and you don't want to do it. And I'm like, what do you mean I don't want to do it? I'm like, or she's like,
you didn't really give me a solution.
I'm like,
that's not a solution. Yeah. That's a statement.
Anyway. Yeah. So the whole thing. Yeah. I mean, I they didn't fix it. I just had to print my boarding pass. I know it's like not, it just the whole changing. Oh yeah. There's a problem. No, like acknowledging, like pretending there wasn't. And then saying there, I mean, and I don't even know. And then I got transferred two more times and they transferred me to tech support again. And the lady I talked to was like, oh yeah, no, I don't know anything about it. So I'm just like, you're lying. All of you, like, they're just, I don't know. That shit annoys me for how expensive everything is right now. I had like an entire meltdown, but like, I still have to buy a ticket with them because they're the only one. This is the cheapest.
They don't make, I mean, flying is just such a fucking hassle.
Oh my God. It's so, I don't even want to say, I'm going to say how much money a one way from Philadelphia to Indianapolis, one way, $400.
God.
One way.
Let's go to fucking Indianapolis, too. No offense if anyone's from there, but it doesn't seem like, you know, number one on my list of places I'd want to go.
Number one fan. Not me.
No. Nobody.
Like, why? It's a pretty, like, it's a city. It's a, I don't know. Not popular. Like, popular is not the right word. It's a, people go to Indianapolis. I'm going. People live. Hey, if you're in Indianapolis, come and see me September 30th and October 1st at Helium Comedy Club. I'll be featuring for Pat House. Please buy my merch because I'm spending $400 to get there.
Yo, for real.
Oh my God. When's this? I keep hearing they're like, the gas prices are going down. I'm like, I don't drive. But like, it still doesn't impact like the planes or any, I mean, it should impact the planes, right? Isn't that?
I think what's happening with that industry in general is a lot of people quit during the pandemic. They're short staffed. And instead of just communicating that with customers, they just cancel shit and jack the prices up. And then that's like, oh, well, what do you want us to do?
Nobody wants to work anymore. Yeah.
Or, you know, people fucking died because they got COVID. But we don't want to talk about that. 9/11, never forget. Meanwhile, people die every day of COVID. And we're just like, meh.
I got my updated booster like a week ago. I got my flu shot and I got my first dose of monkeypox all within 3 days.
There you go. Yeah, I'm not going to be doing any of those anything soon, but that's okay. I didn't get my flu shot last year until January, so I probably can't get one until then again, right?
Yeah, I don't know how, I'm not sure. I think that you can get it anytime in the seat. Like, I don't think it hurts to get it. I mean, it feels like a little pinch. I'm kidding. I hate myself. I don't think it hurts to get it early. Because I think I got mine in that's not true. I got them in October.
Oh, that's my doctor.
I got them like a week apart and weirdly, all my, my vaccines were Pfizer, but they didn't have any Pfizer. So my updated booster was Moderna.
Mm.
And it was, I feel like I had less side effects.
You may have.
And I had it at the same time as the flu shot. So I don't know. Maybe it was a trifecta.
Maybe they all worked together.
Like Captain Planet.
I'm just going to ride out my COVID immunity for a little bit more and then assess.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea. I mean, so somebody was like, well, they said you should wait because there's going to be one that's better for Omicron, but I'm just like, I wanted to get it before I went on this last trip because I was just like,
yeah, of course,
you know, on a plane, I'm like, just give me all of it, you know, all this stuff. And the monkeypox one, it's weird. It was like, it's still like kind of bruised. Like they gave it to me like a, it's like, I know somebody who got it like an intramuscular shot, like the way you normally get like,
oh God, shot. Like tetanus or whatever.
Well, no, it's like the way like COVID and flu shot is, but I thought that's what it would be, but they gave it to me like a, it's kind of like a TB shot, like where it's on your forearm.
Oh, I think that's what I meant to say. That's actually what I meant.
It's less painful, but it's weird. They did tell me it would like, I mean, it got like itchy for a while, but there's still like this weird, like it's almost been like 2 weeks. So it's like this weird, I guess maybe.
You know what? When I had my COVID shot, I had an itchy bump on my arm for a couple, like for a little while. And then it just went away. Like, I think it was just like a, I don't know, it was fine.
I assume it's because the symptoms of monkeypox are like skin stuff. So maybe that's like your body react, you know what I mean? Like reacting
makes sense.
To it. It just looks weird. And I realized that when I tell people that's what it is, I've started to say it's the vaccine for monkeypox, not that's my monkeypox vaccine. Right. Because then people, like, I've already frightened like two people that thought I was like, it's my monkeypox. And I'm like, yeah.
And no, I'm just out about. Well, like, everybody get your vaccinations. Get them.
Not a total dickhead. I mean, I'm sure, you know, it's like anything. I'm sure there's people. I don't know. It seems like it's okay in Philly, but it was a pretty.
We'll see what happens. I mean, that's all we can do is hope that it doesn't get out of control further.
Yeah. All right. That's my, those are my big updates. Other than that, oh, I'm in search for massage recommendations because I like the place I go. I like the actual like location and the people that work there, but their whole online system to schedule is like garbage. And like, I haven't been able to get in touch with their customer. You can only schedule online. I don't want to say what it is because I'm not trying to like trash talk, but it's been awful. And so if you know of any places that like are decent,
I've never been. So you have to let the listeners give you advice. I got nothing.
Deep tissue. I need a deep tissue massage and a place that's like, you know, just intuitive. I can just schedule an appointment, cancel, reschedule easily. This thing like locked me into like this. Like I did this before pandemic, the same place. You could like, I don't go all the time. You have to buy a monthly thing, but I don't go once a month because I just never get around to it.
Right.
I get like a regular massage, which is cheaper. Like I pay for that, but what you could do is put it towards a deep tissue and then just pay the difference. And it even says you could do that on the website, but you actually can't do that. It's like this whole thing. So what has happened is now I have all these like regular Swedish massage credits that I really don't want because I want a deep tissue massage. And like, I've had to call the manager and then he like put two credits together, but it's stupid. He has to like refund them and it's like real dumb. And that's a pain in the ass for me. So I haven't done it in like a year. So I have like 10 credits and I'm like, hey, can you guys just help me? And then no one's called me in like a month. So I'm going to just complain to my credit card company and be like, I can't get the service I was told I could get and no one's getting back to me. So like they should be
it hurt.
Right. I mean, I don't know, but like, I just want a massage though.
I do not have a suggestion for that. I'm sorry. I got nothing.
I want someone to just put their fingers in my muscles. See, I feel like a sleepy chicken would be like a type of.
Right. A massage.
A massage. That would be like.
Or a beauty treatment.
Like, yeah, they're like, and for an extra $15, you can get the sleepy chicken, where instead of essential oils, we marinate you in NyQuil.
Sounds good to me. Right. Do that anyway.
Well, if anybody has any suggestions, let me know. Oh, fucking sign up for our Patreon. It's only $1. A bunch of good shit in there.